listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. It was that bitch that fucked the goodie and the dungeon crew. Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, backseats or things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging a hoe down, never said I'll pay her. Straight later. Slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her. From College Park and Fed all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada. Her wig was sharp and sporty. That was shorty. Safe as a snake on eggs and be my 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. Her baby mama beeped 7 o'clock is gonna cost me, but I still want to cut her though, cause maybe she had to work. I caught her in the mall wearing a real tight skirt. She said she was fine as fuck. I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I said, cool. I really wanted to cut you, but this a do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood that everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now.
You better go and get the hump about your back now. About, all right. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we are live on a Saturday morning, ready to do feedback. That's right. This is the show for all y'all that like the show, and you leave comments all week, and you have things you want to say to us, and you email us, and you vote in polls, and you leave comments on the polls, and you some of you leave voicemails. None this week. Some of you leave 5-star reviews. We appreciate everybody that does those. We read the 5-star reviews from iTunes and Stitcher on the show. We got a couple this week. And then the people that donate, those people that give money to this, and we want to give them their props first. Giving all glory and honor to God.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day.
Let's see who's our saints and ain'ts today.
Come on.
Harold W, thank you very much. Felicity F, appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Derek LW, thank you. Grace N, appreciate you, Grace.
We do.
Linwood C, all the way in the back. I see you back there, Linwood. Wow. Thanks, Lynn. B Coleman, thank you. Noel W.
Hey, baby.
Got a one-time donation from Enos C, who says, y'all do amazing work. Well, thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Keebit R gave us a recurring donation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd L, appreciate you. Cedric the Entertainer, appreciate you, Cedric W.
You do.
Preston F, thank you. Malinike, I appreciate you.
We do.
Kenneth C, thank you, Kenneth. Marcus E, appreciate you. Deidre H, thank you.
Thank you.
Gerard L, mm-hmm. Calvin N, I hope that McDonald's is coming along fine.
Me too.
You should have several by now. Tyrone M, appreciate you. Call him. Terry W, thank you.
Yes.
Jason F, appreciate you. Kimberly W left us a one-time donation. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Okay, now that's everybody. Let me play us out.
Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up a power that I can't explain.
Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all. Still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though it hurts, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you look down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Cause people,
you look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile. Smile for me.
Just the color people, just the color people.
Right now.
Smile for me.
The ones and threes.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
White people can join in now.
Oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh. And you look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh. And you look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh. And you look so much better when you're
oh, oh, oh. And you all right, I was having too good a time.
I know.
All right, let's get into the 5-star reviews. We had a few. On iTunes, we had 2. TBGWT is the best podcast ever from I Love Japanese People. Alright, you know what? That's a blessed message of positivity. I love them too. My long-standing relationship with this podcast is worth appreciating. You're hilarious, fun, thought-provoking, and you make me feel better about the world in general. Thanks for being so awesome. You don't need my support. LOL. Yours, Johanna. Thank you, Johanna.
Thank you, but we do need your support.
We do. We need everybody's support. And you supported us by leaving us a 5-star review. Mm-hmm. It literally is, like, I'm not trying to guilt trip y'all that didn't do it, but listen, it's so simple.
It's
such a small thing to do to help somebody out. It really does make our day. Like, mm-hmm. when we look on there and see somebody wrote up, took the time out, we do a lot of work. We do this show. We love this show. You know, we are supported. We are loved. But it's cool to get a little, you know, little something back from the echoes of the universe and be like, hey, I fucking like your show, dog.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to put 5 on it. It actually don't even cost you 5.
Right. So thank you. This show, 5 stars by Sher the Llama. Okay. This podcast is hosted by a married couple who together make this show what it is. What is it, you ask? It's everything. And I'm here for it. It's comedy, world news, music, sports, gaming. Mostly it's straight talk and / realness. Well, you know, we try to keep it straight talking real on here, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you all for leaving us reviews on iTunes. It's very simple to do. Karen, can you walk them through it real quick?
Yeah, to leave us reviews on iTunes, go to any of your Apple iOS devices and go into your iTunes, or Apple Podcasts if you have your phone, but any other device, go into iTunes and type in the Blackout Tips will pop up. And up in the top left-hand corner, you see 5 stars, and below you should see something that said write a review, or you should maybe just click on the stars. And once you click on that, go in and leave us a review. iTunes is actually sensitive, so you have to, you know, be creative if you're going to cuss and say nigger, shit, or ass and stuff like that. Some things flag, some things don't.
Yeah, you need to censor yourself somewhat.
Yeah, so we've had creative
ways. You can't even put, like, vagina. I'm just letting y'all know. Like, it's catching shit, okay?
Yeah.
So you got to put, like, some pound signs in there or something.
Yeah, so you have to be creative. We can figure it out if you leave it. So if you left a review and you're like, my review didn't go through, iTunes ain't going to let you know it didn't post it. It just won't be posted.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for everybody that's leaving 5-star reviews. And for those of you that don't have any iOS devices but you want to leave us a 5-star review, the easiest way to do that is to actually go to YouTube and actually how to leave a 5-star review. That's what a lot of people say, that they find out how to do it if they're using other devices, and just follow the prompts and leave us a 5-star review. Not only us, leave other podcasts 5-star reviews, because everybody appreciate that. Y'all just don't know how much it means, and we understand everybody ain't got no budgets to donate, but this is one of the best ways to donate in the world that actually doesn't cost you a dime.
Yeah, don't do it, just do it for us. Do it for a lot of your favorite podcasts, you know? Let them know they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Blind Mellow Jelly says 5 stars on Stitcher. Great show. The podcast I most look forward to. Thanks, Rod and Karen. Thank you.
Thank you. And while we're on it, for those of you that want to leave a review on Stitcher Radio, go through the easiest way to do it on Stitcher is actually Google the Black Guy Who Tips 5-star reviews and click on it, and up in the same kind of the same thing up in the top left hand corner, click on the 5-star reviews and write us a review. The thing about Stitcher Radio is, please be aware that Stitcher actually sends a confirmation email, so if you've actually left us a review on Stitcher and you have not seen it posted, please check your junk mail, because it may have went to junk mail. So Stitcher will not post unless you confirm that your email is valid. And also for iOS devices, I don't know about the iPad and the other ones, but I know through the phone you can actually leave comments per episode. Those don't actually go on our page. We don't see those. I'm letting you know, people are like, when I'm leaving, you know, comments and reviews, but you're not seeing them. We don't see the ones on the individual episodes. We only see the ones that go to the 5-star review page.
You know, it's funny, they say God didn't make no junk, but then we always have junk mail. Isn't that interesting? That's right, guys. I'm deep. You guys, this is why y'all listen to the show, for thoughts like that. uh
You never know what you're gonna get over here.
All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, and so I forgot to mention, one person did send in some feedback for a show from the week before. Mm-hmm. Instead of, so I'll read a couple of their comments. It was the same dude, Charles, I believe. Mm-hmm. Who he was talking about he thinks he needs therapy and dealing with the people at his job. And the dude who, the white dude, that when he told him about, you know, dealing with this harassment and shit,
didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah. So he said, by the way, experiences like I described above don't surprise me any longer, but they still suck. Yeah, I feel you.
Agreed.
That's why I didn't even reply to you. I hate, literally, honestly, I think everyone could benefit from this, and I hope y'all take it to heart. I'm not telling y'all what to do, but I have done it for years now. Everyone needs to just take that fucking, are you surprised or are you shocked, out of their vocabulary.
Come on.
It's honestly a horrible calloused response to a lot of people's, like, whether it's just trauma, whether it's just them expressing like disdain or some level of emotion. I don't think people really, and maybe it's because I look into things a little deeper than most people, but it's honestly one of the worst fucking ways to respond to somebody who's telling you, like, this thing made me distraught. Correct. So I try not to say that kind of shit. You know, if y'all write in about some experience or something y'all have had, or we have a guest on the show, I try not to be like, are you shocked? Unless you literally are expressing shock, like, I can't believe this person did this. Right. Most of us are not shocked, but we're still hurt, and that's okay.
Yeah, you know? That's all right. And also, I think a lot of people underlying actually do that as a form of self-protection. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody has their own techniques they use to protect themselves, and them saying that is their way of self-protection. A lot of times they hurt too.
Yeah, what you don't realize is you've muted your emotional response to shit, and that ain't good either. Mm-mm. You know, it all sucks. Anyway, episode 1709, Grudge Buddies, we had a couple comments. Charles says, by the way, like Rod said, it really didn't surprise me that the white guys expressed no empathy, but such interactions still suck. Also, I was talking to my daughter about therapy. She has been having serious anxiety, but she feels like unless she finds a black therapist, there's at least a 50-50 chance that the therapist will be a Trump supporter. That sucks even worse. Hey, y'all want to know something though? So one, I know that there's Therapy for Black Girls, which is a podcast, and they actually have a directory of black women, mm-hmm. Psychologists and help and therapists and stuff. Also, I don't know if y'all know this, if you go to Psychology Today, which I'll never be able to say their name without thinking of that one time they wrote that, had that horrible article published and they deleted it. But if you go there, you can put in your zip code and it actually will bring up therapists with their pictures and shit in your city
and give their background.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. Like, so I was on there like, oh, okay, let me see who I would be wanting, because I honestly no offense to white people, I don't want a white therapist.
No, I don't want a black, and I don't want a man.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't really want a dude, to be honest too, but I definitely don't want somebody that's, I definitely just don't want a white dude, period, or a white person, period. They get enough shit as is. I'm sure they're doing great with their practices, but I need somebody that will at least acknowledge racism isn't some shit I made up in my head, or just call me too sensitive or some shit like that. I need somebody to at least understand the shit before I can talk to them about it.
Come on.
Doesn't mean that every person that is a black person will get it or be the match for you or whatever, but I'm gonna cut down on a lot of the variables, if you know what I'm saying.
Come on.
Tiffany says, hey y'all, I'm playing catch up and I'm just hearing the feedback episode today. When I tell you I cried when you said hit from the streets. Oh, hits from the streets. Oh my God. The way my best friend and I used to race from class to see that his crazy ass was doing. From his D'Angelo and Nelly remake videos. Oh my God. And from that Musa Mu, I'll have you know that years later, after we graduated from the Grambling State University, smiley face, I was the head volleyball coach at a high school and our yearly fundraiser was a tournament. I would have my old teammates come and play, and we had shirts made one year, and I had the back of the shirts honor hits. My best friend's shirt said Musa Moo, and mine said milk it, milk it, milk it. keep in mind, I was coaching a ton of clear kids who had no idea what it meant, and their parents, Lord, even more irritating. I had one come up to me and ask me if it had to do with snakes. What? What? I'm trying to get to where they, what the logic was behind Moo Saw Moo and Milky 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 having to do with snakes. Like, milk the venom? It doesn't make sense. The disgust on my face, let him know, hell no, we ain't out here milking no damn snakes. My only gripe with BET these days is the amount of commercials they show. Damn, somebody pay them bills, ain't nobody watching. My son tried to watch Coming to America, turned away, and popped the DVD in because he said it was going to be for 3 hours. Damn.
3 hours? No way.
Oh, man, I shouldn't laugh, man, because that's actually kind of sad, because that mean they got to show that many commercials to fucking pay for everything because nobody's watching. But
correct,
you know, it's like I said, man, I don't watch anything out of obligation, and I don't get guilted into watching. But a huge part of the reaction and backlash to BET, in my opinion, a lot of black people feel a level of guilt about the fact that they don't watch the show. Right. So then they feel, experience a level of anger in their, in the fact that they're not as committed to the idea of supporting black stuff all the time everywhere as they claim to be.
Right.
So then it has to be the station's fault. Like, I would watch it if y'all would just, and it's like, mm-mm. Well, they do a lot of the things you say you would watch, and you don't watch those shows either, which is fine. You should, as a black person,
right.
You should not feel like a level of guilt or anger to support something in your life because of something that you're not getting fed from or you don't feel entertained by or whatever. You should not feel that. You know, I've never made the pitch of supporting our podcast because it's black. Now, I mean, if that's what some people do, that's fine with me. But I also like to think that our product is dope and that it's worth the money and that we work very hard and all that shit too. I don't like to just put, I would never just promote something on blackness and that's it. And most of the people that do hustle like that have low quality shit. Like, it's just do it because it's black, and then you get in, you're like, oh man, you didn't do the work, you just called it black. That's not enough. You have mm-hmm. to, like, your shit has to speak for itself too. And BET has walked the walk on a lot of this stuff, and we as an audience, as black people in a very competitive environment for our eyes in our ratings, we've kind of not wanted to watch that stuff even though we said we did.
Come on.
And I think that's where the anger comes from, where you got people being like, you know, well, BET got this and they got that, and it's like, well, now you got, that's why it takes 3 hours to watch Coming to America, because if they don't throw fucking 45 minutes of commercials in there, how they even gonna pay for the rights to Coming to America? Why, how they even gonna pay for to broadcast it, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, keep up the great work, y'all. I won't be able to make the live show this year. Well, you know, hopefully we'll do another one or something mm-hmm. at some point. But I'm looking forward to future live shows and a tour that'll make its way to Houston. Maybe one day, man. Maybe. Gotta speak it into existence, right? Love you both and God bless. You know?
Thank you.
I'm very much a let's get through the first thing person.
Yeah, and I'm already I'm already marking spots on the calendar. He like, hey, calm down.
Yeah, but hopefully we will be able to do that, man. I just want to have, we're gonna have so much fun at the live show. I don't think people are ready. So
no, they're not. Like, if you miss out, you're gonna miss out on something spectacular.
Like, I cannot wait to fucking, I just can't wait. I really am looking forward to it. I wish it was tomorrow. Like,
counting the days down, dog.
You know, we're over halfway sold out. You know, that's dope. I know it's going to be like a trickle from this point in, because everybody knows about it. It's not that they don't know. It's just right. Whether they can make it or not. Hopefully we sell more and more as we get closer. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still plenty of seats available right now. It's July. The show isn't until September 20th. Like I said, in about a little over a month, you're going to start losing the hotel deals that we secure for people.
Right.
Hopefully people are eating those hotel deals up
mm-hmm.
And coming in and enjoying our city and stuff. The poll was easy. Have you ever let go of a grudge? You know, we talked about grudge buddies on the show a little bit. We talked about grudges and stuff. You know, I've just been thinking about a lot of these things lately, about forgiveness and grudges and kindness and empathy and shit. You know,
I have.
I've been trying to talk about the way I feel about things, because I feel like the other shit is already out there. Team Petty has won the battle of the PR. Like, Team Petty has won. I don't think it, but I think there are people out there that probably might mirror closer to me or have some attributes closer to me. And, you know, it's like, I want to talk about the way I view things as well. It's not always, you know, petty and being an asshole and a jerk and all that type of stuff. Not that that's necessarily wrong either. Like, if that's your demeanor, that's your demeanor. What can I say? But, you know, I have let go of grudges before. I've forgiven people before, shit like that. So I'll just ask that question, like, have you ever let go of a grudge? Because some people love that grudge and it's hard to let go. And specifically, once you build it up in your head, sometimes there's no taking it back. Anyway, the poll was, have you let go of a grudge? 88% yes, which is a pretty high number, I think. 12% no.
Yeah, the average person is very forgiving, or forgiving to an extent, you know, because some people have their line, like, if you do this, there's no way I will ever forgive you. And a lot of times people take those personal choices, particularly online, and feel like their forgiveness quotas, or it should apply to everybody, and that's not so. You know, okay, you won't, but you don't know how this other person feels, and they might be willing to forgive.
Yeah. So then we had one comment. Brooklyn Shoebag says, in general, I drop grudges, but there's still a few I hold on to because I'm not Jesus and I'm petty. Yeah, that's probably true for a lot of people. Like, right. Some you can drop, some you can't, man. One, fuck you, Kim, from middle school, who bullied me every single day. I still remember your whole government name. Two, fuck up my job for giving that person a promotion that had previously been my subordinate and I was doing the job for 2 years without the official title or pay. Three, fuck America for Trump. Besides that, I'm grudge free. Peace and blessings. Namaste. LOL. Yeah, I feel you. I feel like we all complicated. We got some we can let go and some we can't.
Correct.
All right. The next episode was Brain Fluff, where we had Bacon on from, ADD Space Podcast. Mm-hmm. I think I kept forgetting this. I don't know why. In my mind, after the show was over, I was like, did I ever say Ad Space? I feel like I just kept saying ADD's podcast, which is that. I hope I was saying it right and I just had a brain fart after the end. Anyway, they were on the show. Everybody loved them. Everybody was, yes, like all up did. in the hashtag.
Them all types of love.
Yeah, that was dope. Let's listen to y'all's comments. Justin W says, Nikki is weak as fuck for DMing that lady. That lady didn't even go at her that hard. She need to be on a boss shit. I agree with what y'all said with her having an identity crisis, or she feel like she losing her spot. But I'm on board for the student loan payments. Justin like, but I will compromise if you are paying student loans. In that case, then yes, you are correct, Nikki. Yeah, you know what's funny, man? Chance the Rapper hopped in somebody's DMs because they said that his proposal was whack when he proposed to his fiance. So I don't know, man. I mean, and then I don't know, like, I get why in our mind, in a lot of people's mind, the way they view celebrity, they think these people don't get hurt by the things people say about them,
right?
Or that the positives in their lives outweigh the small things. And I don't think there's a magical line where you don't see these things and feel hurt. I don't think that works that way. I think social media has done this to a lot of us, and people try to pretend that they would be above it and they're not, because I've seen way too many people doing, like, they fall out with somebody and now they're talking shit about that person, or subliminally talking shit about that person, or some other pettiness. We've all done it. I'm no exception to this shit.
Mm-mm.
While I haven't done the thing where I hopped in someone's DMs yet,
no,
and I hope I never get to that point, because I mean, you just gotta hope you don't, you know. But at the same time, almost all creative people have a part of us that let me speak for myself. I know I have a part of me that can get hung up on my worst criticisms and the most negative opinions of me. And sometimes I'll seek that stuff out. It's almost like psychologically cutting yourself. You know how some people talk about cutters and their pain and they're like, I cut myself, and people are like, I don't understand that mentality. I would never cut myself physically, but I do understand the mentality of wanting to control, like a control pain almost. Like it's a weird headspace to be in, and I try to stay out of it. But I can understand why a guy like Chance might be looking on Twitter for his name hoping that people are just saying good things about them, knowing that it's impossible. Too many good people, too many people out here exist. Somebody gonna not like your ass, you know? And when you find that person and you obsess on that opinion, that's unhealthy. When you,
yes it is,
you know. And Nikki, the same thing. Like, if she truly believes the things she's saying and the stuff she's promoting and what she's doing, there's no reason to feel, to go at that one person. And I think that person might have been like a music critic, and a whole bunch of stuff got, like, there was a whole bunch of fallout after this about, like, people using blog, like paying blogs to say positive things about you. Meek Mill got involved. It was a big ass ordeal. But the point being, the initial DM from Nikki, she didn't have to do that, but, you know, part of her was probably fucked with knowing somebody out there just didn't like her, or didn't like her music, or was being, in her opinion, unfairly critical of her music in a way that she wouldn't have been of other artists. And that just sucks. That's all I got for you, you know. But yeah, she still, I totally don't think she should have hopped in that person's DMs. I get it, but you shouldn't, you know. And same thing with Chance. Like, people were saying, well, what was this energy for Chance? I can't speak for Chance. When y'all had saw Nikki, what was all this understanding? All I know is what I said on our show. I have understanding, but you shouldn't do it, you know. It's like, if somebody, shit, I've been on the side of people dragging the fuck out of me, whether in private, whether subliminally, whether on their podcast, whether on a message board or something like that. And honestly, you just gotta stop looking for that shit. It's the only thing that you can control. You can't control how they feel about you. You can't control going to look for it.
Yeah, because you look for it, you will find it.
You will find it if you're popular enough. And we're not that popular, but if you're popular enough, you will find it, you know. So I feel like if Charlamagne the guy can go to sleep in his bed every night
with no problems,
with all the thread counts and everything, like, then why the fuck am I obsessing about what the fuck some nigga think about me?
Come on.
You know, I'm doing my best. Falcons Diva says, oh my God, Niggs had me crying. I just couldn't stop laughing. My coworker asked me why I was laughing so loud. When I told her, I really fell into a giggle fit. Niggs, well, you don't have the time, LOL. Yeah, that racist dude couldn't even say niggers. Secure Pendragon says, agreed. Justin, it's the moon barking at the dog. She's mad at the woman's comment news. Made news, I guess. So I think Secure is talking about the comment Justin made about Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Amani says, what's up, my niggas? Great show, and Bacon was a dope guest. They had me rolling the whole time. EVE says, I knew Permit Patty was lying when she was crying her mayo tears on television, because white women love calling the people on black people, the police on black people, more than they love pumpkin spice and Uggs. And they really love pumpkin spice and Uggs. They do. As a white woman of color, that's the only thing I can't co-sign calling the police on you blacks.
Mm-mm.
I don't see a problem with celebrities responding to people who talk about them. I imagine when you have millions of people tweeting about you every day, eventually it can get to you, and sometimes people snap. I once tweeted about Mandy Moore, and she liked my comment, and that meant the world to me, because you know I love me some Rebecca Pearson. But on the flip side, if she say something negative about the person for the world to see, you almost have to expect that they'll respond back with the same energy. Well, it is interesting, right? Because we definitely police celebrity emotions. I know so many people that stand for, like, oh my God, so-and-so liked my tweet. They retweeted me. They saw this. I didn't even tag them, and they replied. And it's like a good moment. It's a positive moment for both parties. But it does stand to reason that it could work the opposite way. You know, I didn't at Oprah, but maybe Oprah saw me saying, she could sit on my face in this dress, and she might have taken, she might be like, you know, I'm a married woman and I'm a good God-fearing woman, and I would not sit on no man's face with statements. And I would have to chalk that up as, I mean, that's what she said, you know. And I think the thing to me that's interesting is, it's like, if you have it doesn't have to be a negative experience. Like, there's times where if you say something and say that celebrity does come at you and disagree or whatever the fuck, I mean, you could chalk it up to the game, like, all right, man, I feel you, and leave it at that. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be like the way Nikki escalated it, and then the way that the person shared it with the timeline and all that stuff. Like, you don't have to do it. And it's very unfair to say that the celebrity direct messaging the person is as bad as them responding in public, because I think that's not true.
Correct.
Because honestly, when they do that, they're really trying to de-escalate the situation, even if they're basically dragging your ass for filth in the DMs. I don't think it's about necessarily keeping it a secret. It's about the fact that if they were to say that shit to you on the timeline, you would then turn around and say, you just harassed me, you told your listeners to harass me, and da 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 da, you know. At least in Chance's case. In Nikki's case, I don't know. I feel like she be sicking her people on people, so, you know, she's a whole different ball of yarn. That being said, I didn't think that what the lady said was all that bad for Nikki to go off like that. That lady didn't even at Nikki, which means she went looking for that comment. She kind of went overboard, called the woman ugly. It was just strange. Yeah, her shit was bad. Even Chance's shit was bad. He kept telling person to get off his dick and shit. And it's just funny because Chance is what known as just like very positive religious clean rapper. Cut. But he's like, get off my dick. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm like, we don't know. Maybe Chance is religious because he got the devil in him. Mm-mm. Some people are religious because they got the devil in them, Karen. You don't know. Some people, it's the only thing stopping them from killing you is this good book. If they wasn't getting this good word every
you
month,
be in trouble. They be done killed everybody in the room.
Right. If they didn't stay prayed up, your ass would be dead already. You don't know. Cause
yeah,
you just,
they got that testimony. Lord, I ain't what I used to be. Thank you, Jesus.
Like, we don't know. We do not fucking know. Like, I don't know, Chance. I don't be feeling comfortable. I don't know Chance the rapper like that. That nigga from Chicago still, right? Like, he might be like, nigga, I had six bodies on me, but I prayed to Jesus to just let me make this music and I'll stop killing people. But one more nigga to say something, they gonna be a bunch of dreadhead niggas in the lobby.
Come on! And it won't be pretty. If that's the case, I understand.
I'm just saying, we don't know. Anyway, yeah, it was just strange. Maybe she was having a bad day. I don't know. It just shows that celebrities are people too. And on the flip side, some people go overboard with the things they say about famous people and they don't have feelings. I think if you don't want them to go off on you, don't say mean things to get a reaction. Although in this case, I think Nikki just needs a nap. Yo, I'll add one more thing, EVE. Something about social media, it's about access. And it's the best, it brings out the best and the worst in people. Now that we have so much access to people that we consume their work, there's a level of entitlement that is even beyond what it was before.
And it's a very unrealistic entitlement.
Yeah, like, we don't just feel like these celebrities owe us for buying their music and stuff. We want them to be kind to us no matter what we say about them.
And we feel like we own them.
We expect them to always be on, like, on brand PR. They can never show weakness, they can never make a mistake, they can never have a political opinion we disagree with, they can never start low and grow. Like, we don't like any of that shit. They can't be mean to anyone, but we can be mean to them. It's a very weird mindset that we have about celebrity in this country, or I guess in the world maybe. So, and social media has exacerbated it to a point of just ridiculousness. The poll was, do you ever watch Brain Fluff to check out? I was talking about how I've been watching Love on Netflix. I finished it, because I watched Fleabag because I just wanted to watch some white people shit that I didn't have to think too much about the implications of, as a black person, just to get away. And I liked it. Karen, do you ever watch Brain Fluff?
I guess, yeah. So, cartoons, if you consider that Brain Fluff.
I mean, yeah, if you're watching it feeling like I don't have to worry about representation and serious issues and stuff.
Yes. I watch a lot of Cartoon Network. Actually, that's one of my favorite channels. A lot of Gumball, like you know, Creek and Nick, was it Craig and the Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So, yes.
All right. Yes, 63%. And 37% no. Which I assume they check out some other way, I guess.
Yeah. Everybody has their own method. Some people read, some people play video games. Like, you got to have something to mentally just turn your brain off.
Falcons Diva says, the Hallmark Channel is my brain fluff. I can watch these sappy movies all day. Recently, I also got into Hallmark movies and mysteries. That's where I get the sappy, improbable murder mysteries.
Not the murder mysteries?
Yeah, they be killing people on there.
Oh, yeah. Our favorite thing is Snap. We ain't watched that in a while.
It's funny, like, the Women Channel shows are like Oxygen, and it's just women killing men because that's a great escape for women. You know, in a world dominated by men. It's like, what about the women that just got tired of that shit? It's like, you know what? Let's just put a marathon 17 hours straight on Saturday.
Right, of all the women that says, I'm tired of y'all niggas shit.
Women killing some man and trying to get away with it. And then the exact opposite, you would think like Hallmark Channel is all nice. It's just a bunch of fictionalized movies about like women, dealing with motherfuckers cheating on them and trying to kill them and shit. Mm-hmm. And like it's not very it's not
escape. Hallmark-ish.
Yeah. Anyway, Brooklyn Shoebae says, everything I watch is brain fluff. I feel you. All right, let's get to the last episode of the week, because we only had three episodes this week, but it had 11 comments.
Ooh, y'all had a lot to say.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I can get used to these three episodes a week. Okay. we might need to take more time off. I'm down with this. All right, let's get to y'all comments. Yay F says, Karen went off and I lived.
Oh Lord, I lived.
You did go off. I just was quiet. It's like, do your thing, baby. Anonymous says, let me tell you something about feeding sharks by hand. Your hand is part of the meal. This made me laugh so hard. Bun hands.
But that's the truth though.
JP says, when Rod started going off about sharks and hands being like buns, it reminded me of the episode of Gumball when it was at the end of the world and the birds were sitting in the front of the kids who is a piece of toast and he was eating a sandwich.
Yes!
He threw the sandwich on the floor and then asked, what else do you want? And the birds started attacking him.
Yes,
we are the toast. So stupid. Ray says, hey guys, you wanted to point out some issues. I just wanted to point out some issues Californians are experiencing ever since Prop 64 passed. Each city or town has the option of excluding marijuana dispensaries from their neighborhood. As you can, of course we didn't know that. God damn. Of course. Racism gonna always find a way, ain't it? It's gonna always find a way, dog. As you can imagine, combined with the state's limited award of dispensary licenses, that's a really cut many options for potheads like myself. For instance, most of the counties around San Diego have shut down any that were in operation. If I had to guess, it feels like 90% of them have gone out of business already. So many, in fact, that there's a handful of owners who find another storefront and reopen illegally. The legal dispensaries have hiked up prices in addition to the tax and literally gentrified to selling the weed. Imagine standing in a line of white folks of various ages as one or two, three at the most, black people in the building while Tupac plays over the speakers, shutters. In Trump's America, my anxiety has skyrocketed when in white spaces, hence the visit in the first place. I only visited Colorado for a couple of months, but from what I saw, it's a similar situation over there. I'm not against legalization and the regulation of weed. I'm against the big business that has taken over the industry due to the state. Well, I am too. All of us are. Okay, I want mom and pop dispensaries. All
right,
I want
Ryan, I don't neighborhood want dispensaries. Walmart dispensary. You know, you have like that. You know, to get into that monopoly shit.
Yeah, like I don't want it to turn into Budweiser is making all the weed too. Also, I mean, and maybe honestly, evolution wise, maybe it would take decades, and we're at the very precipice of the weed market of legalization, and it might have to do what they did with beer, where we're just now getting to the point where you truly can have a mom and pop beer. Like, we make this beer, we brew it at this place, we can distribute it through, you know, certain places, but this is, you know, Jim Bob's Brewery and Fish Dog Beer or whatever.
Yeah, handcrafted beer.
Yeah, and maybe weed will be like that, but who want to wait fucking 60 years for motherfuckers to be able to just do that?
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm also concerned about black people getting pushed out of a culture that's demonized because we did it. I'm an advocate for using the state for good, but this is when it goes wrong. Yeah, obviously we're not for black people getting pushed out of the industry. I do like the cities that have initiatives for black people specifically.
Yeah, because I already had a price barrier on it where, you know, you have to, they have, the regulations are so hard. They have to be here. They can only be so many yards away from school. So many yards, like, they have a lot of regulations purposefully too.
And it seems to be like only local municipalities take the extra time to be like, we need to re-enfranchise black people in this industry specifically. And yeah, statewide, federally, I know they'll never do that. Not to make my comment too long, you both have been speaking words that are so needed for weeks now. Karen's rant about being a black woman made me as proud as I was at Auntie Maxine. Y'all make me so proud and thankful for the work you do. Let me get my money right so you can get my coins. Oh, thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Secure Pendragon says, sorry, not sorry, but pink lady apples are the best. Go to hell, Secure Pendragon, okay? You go straight to hell. You don't come in here with the devil's apples trying to promote Satanism on our podcast. This is ridiculous. Trey Swindu says, that girl wasn't hiding her finger from a shark, but a shark from her finger, LOL.
Oh, oh, oh.
That's what the shark was. This is a Pusha T shark. You are hiding a hand.
Yes, and I'm gonna eat it the hell up.
Koki Negra says, I strenuously object to the wording of the poll. Granny Smiths are decent apples, but the best? Nah, Rod, unless you are cooking them Honey Crisp, Lady, and Crispins. The fuck? What, y'all just, what's wrong with y'all's taste buds?
Some hybrid apples.
See, a lot of people don't know that Koki Negra smokes. And smoking dulls the taste buds for a lot of people. So that would make sense that she would write something like this, because she just literally doesn't understand how things taste and how that works for most of our mouths.
Aww.
All y'all writing up here about this shit are ridiculous, okay?
Stop it right now! This is stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous! Get out of here! We are adults, and this is ridiculous! Cut the crap!
Cut the crap, guys. No more of these emails. While there are a few decent enough to cook, eating them as a kid made me hate apples for years. Well, we all know you have terrible taste. You're always trying to quit me on Twitter, which is just another sign of terrible taste. No one should ever want to quit me. I'm adorable, and I'm an American treasure. Really Dark Knight says, when Rod said he might do a show after having a root canal, I can't be the only one who thought no more shows this week. I mean, you can say that, but then I turned around and did Balls Deep, Pregame, The Nerd Off, two sport movie reviews. So it wasn't about that. I just needed a break. Like, honestly, my root canal was, guys, it was so good. You have no fucking idea. I guess I'm bringing it up on the show. We have enough time. So I went to, did I already talk about this on the show? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the dentist for a checkup. They was like, you got a cavity in one of your teeth. This was like last year. And it was like, you need to get a crown. I think I talked about getting a crown on here. I got a crown, but there was like, we didn't reach the nerve in time. Then it's a chance that it might die. And if you feel any pain, you let us know and come back in and we'll take a look at it. We'll do what we got to do. I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, I just got a crown. Over the next month or so, you know, you do all the stages to heal your tooth and all that shit. All the stuff, but it still kind of like hurt a little bit. So I'm like, I think that like the next, like 3 months later was my checkup or whatever. So I went back and I said, hey, so it still kind of hurts a little bit. And it's sensitive to cold sometimes, or sensitive to hot or something. I can't remember which one. Yeah, cold. It was sensitive to cold. And it was like, okay, well, we'll take a look at it. It looks fine, but you know, it could just be that it takes a while for the crown to settle in. Sometimes it could take up to 2 years. I'm like, 2 years? What the fuck? And it was like, you know, so you just let us know if you have any more pain, blah, blah. I'm like, nigga, I'm letting you know right now though. This is me letting you know. So I go another 6 months for my next checkup or whatever it is. And, this was the last time I went, and it was like, and I said, look, man, not only is, like, the pain has stopped. I don't even feel pain anymore. I did the thing where y'all told me to take ibuprofen or whatever the fuck, or Advil or some shit. and it stopped hurting, but I feel like there's a bump right on my gum over that same fucking tooth. And it was like, well, we'll take a look at it. And so they, and because of where it was, they had to do the x-ray thing like 5 times. I swear that woman takes that fucking picture of my teeth out, like, it's just like shoot. I'm like, I know I got the radiation now. I know I got it.
I know, cause they be all in your mouth.
And they leave the room. Like, they be like, cha-ching, they leave the room, come back, cha-ching, leave the room. I'm like,
I know, got you in there with a vest way down.
Right. I'm like, I know it's all up in me. Anyway, they, so this time she's like, okay, it's a little dark spot. I have him look at it. Dude comes back. The doctor's like, oh yeah, but it look like you got that nerve. It might have died in there and it's infected. I'm like, well, I told y'all about this. And he was like, yeah, you know, just miss it sometimes, or, you know, we'll send you to this dude to get a, you know, this, I forget what they like, endodontics or some shit. Like, you gotta go get your, a root canal. I'm like, a fucking root canal? Everything I heard about those is, it's extremely painful.
Right.
But then the way they described it is like, it's actually not gonna hurt because the nerve's already dead and, you know, he'll numb you and all this shit. And, when I went there, I had like a 6 a.m. appointment, and I went in there, and the dude was so good. Like, he the best dentist I've ever had, like, or dental surgeon or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, his seat side manner, I don't know what
bedside, I don't know.
It wasn't really bedside, but you know what I mean? Like, his dental chair manner was it was so good. Like, it didn't hurt anyway, but like, he explained everything thoroughly. He's like, I'm about to do this, then we're gonna do this, and then we're gonna do this, and he's like, I'm gonna numb this part right here. You might feel a little pinch. Now, you're not supposed to feel any pain. If you start feeling any pain, you might feel a little pressure, but if you feel any pain, that's bad. You let me know, big fella. You feel some pain, just put your hand up. He kept calling me gentleman, like the gentleman, da da da, over and over. And, you know, honestly, dog, not to sound like a little, whatever, I don't even know what the word would be, but it made me feel like a little kid again in a good way.
Yeah, comfortable. You felt safe.
Like, yeah, like I felt safe. Like, that dude could have stroked my hair at that time. I would have been like, thank you, sir. Like, it's like, all right, this thing I'm putting on your tooth, it's like a tarp. It keeps all the, you know, any blood or fragments out of your mouth, blah, blah, blah. And then he'd do that. All right, you feel comfortable? Is that good? Does it fit? It's snug? All right, cool. It's not in any pain. All right, now we're going to do this part. And he was so good and such a professional. And I want to say the whole, like, surgery on that tooth might have taken 45 minutes at the most. And, you know, and after that, he just, like, gave me the instructions for what to do. You take, ibuprofen or Advil, one of the two, that keeps down the swelling. They put a anti-inflammatory on my gum, and he was like, I'm gonna call you tonight to make sure everything is okay. If you need me, call me back, let me know, you know, da da da. And he really did call that night. I was like, I sent the voicemail because I'm black and I didn't know the number. But I checked the voicemail. He was like, hey, it's Dr. So-and-so. Just call and check on you. Make sure your tooth is okay. If you have any problems, give me a call back, blah, blah, blah. And I called him back and said my tooth was fine. And so, yeah, it was cool, man. Like, that was a great experience. And it didn't hurt at all. I was honestly, I think I was podcasting and talking and all that shit by, I don't know, that night maybe, you know. So we could have done the show. I say all this to tell you, I didn't want to do the show. So
I was tired, y'all.
I just wanted a break.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, and we need to do that more often. You know, my mom was texting me the other day about that. So anyway, Really Dark Knight says, I'm sorry, EVE says, I love you, Karen. I just really need to say that.
You too.
K-Can says, let me tell y'all, I got my entire life to this episode. I was in a big box shopping, shopping store, and I spent more time pulling over laughing. The sharks and the hand bun took me out. People thought I was crazy. Y'all owe me money too. I spent double what my unconscious shopping listening to TBGWT to the Blackout Tips episodes. And get me some Pink Lady apples. Pink Lady apples. Whatever. I'm gonna try one today, and I'm gonna spit it out.
Trey, oh Lord, I've never had half of these apples.
Trey, what? What kind of apples you had?
I've had Granny Smith. I've had, but see, I just call them red, like, cause I probably Red Delicious,
Golden Delicious, and then there's Red Apple. Those are two different ones.
See, I don't know the difference in them, so I probably have had them. I'm like, the bitch just red.
Pink Lady apples. can't believe y'all. What's wrong with y'all?
Now, I don't know the difference between half of them.
Yeah, this is us. This was wrong with the economy, and this is why, honestly, this is why Trump won. Like, I hate to say it to y'all, because I know a lot of y'all would take it personal, but this is why Trump won, because we can't have no unity as black people.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Niggas are crazy. He was right about that time. That and Ellen James White, the two times he was right.
Oh, Lord.
Trey Swindu said, thank you, Karen, for those thoughts, because all of what you said was the truth, the funk, and the hook. The poll was easy. It was, are Granny Smith apples the best apples? Yes, or my taste buds are broken.
Oh.
What? This is science? Scientific fact.
You couldn't have went just yes or no.
Yes, or your taste buds are broken. Were the poll options. This was shocking to me. Like, I know if we say don't be shocked, I am shocked. 52% of y'all have broken taste buds. What the fuck? How are this many people listening to our show with broken taste buds? That's amazing. Anyway, 48% of y'all, your taste buds work fine, and you said yes, because that's the only option that makes sense. 7 comments. I don't know why you left this many comments, people, but obviously I'm taking the broken taste bud comments with a grain of salt, which y'all probably can't taste. Jane M said, okay, I voted yes, but because my taste buds are not broken, but Honeycrisp apples are really the best. Fight me. I don't need to fight you, because you're already fighting a lie in your mind. Honeycrisp. Think of some cereal. That's a fucking, you gonna name an apple Honeycrisp?
Honeycrisp is plain, not a cereal.
Mm-hmm. That's not a real cereal. You thinking about honeycomb?
Oh, shit. You might as well call it Honeycrisp.
Apple expert. Oh, so we just making up titles now. Oh. Apple expert says, no, Golden Delicious is the perfect apple. Oh, I think you meant Caucasian apple expert, because clearly no black person wrote this. Granny Smith apples are for cooking only, not snacking. You a goddamn lie from the pit of hell. I have seen the produce section, okay? Look how big the section for Granny Smith is. It's bigger than all them whack ass other apples. Cause ain't nobody buying that shit. My God. I'll still listen to the podcast. I'll definitely see Rod in a new light. Well, you should see me in a new light. The delicious light. And yeah. You can be over there with your little not tasty ass apples, okay? What is wrong with y'all? Mm-mm-mm. This is why me and Salma Hayek have it so fucking hard, okay?
Oh, Lord.
We are beautiful. We are smart. Our taste buds are refined. Our palates are amazing. And then we have to deal with this type of stuff from our audience and you pores. It's really a shame. Brooklyn Shoe Bay says, I like Fuji apples. Well, congratulations. Okay. I mean, what else do you want me to say? You can like them, as long as you understand that they're not as good as Granny Smith. I'm not anti the other apples. They're just not as good as Granny Smith. That's all. Capadonna says, man, listen, Granny Smiths are so good. If she were a milk porn star, I'd buy her whole DVD series, Snap Into the Apple. I eat those bad boys with my Wesley Pipes voice. Hey, sweet thing, make them juices nasty. Exactly. She would be a pog if she was a milf.
Granny, she would be a pog.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, I honestly know that dude's catchphrase because of y'all. You're sending me to hell, Ryder Karen, but at least I can grab on these green goodies from God before I go to glory. Kappa. Okay. Honestly, man, Granny Smith, the only reason that, you know, I question my atheism sometimes. I'm like, but only God can make something this good. I mean, these other apples, straight from the pit of hell, obviously.
Oh, Lord. But,
you know, probably made in a science lab or something. But the Granny Smith, maybe. Really Dark Knight says, who knew that Granny Smith apple discussion would start a civil war? Well, put me down with Granny Smith with her fine ass. I'm not down with these coons caping for any other apples. Y'all should be ashamed. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy. See, that's what I said. Exactly. We on the same page. EVE says, I only use Granny Smith apples for cooking. Red, well, start eating them too. First of all, I like how y'all act like, I like how y'all are trying to act as if cooking with the Granny Smith apple somehow takes away from the bonus. No, nigga, it's the LeBron James of apples. You can eat it and it's so fucking good you can actually cook with it, because no one would ever cook with them nasty ass other apples, because you wouldn't waste the fucking oven time on some nasty ass Red Delicious, ironic name if you ask me, or some Lady Fingers or whatever the fuck those other things y'all called them were. Everybody understands the Granny Smith is the icon, okay? It's the Beyonce of fucking apples. What are y'all talking about? It's so versatile. It can be a snack. You can put it in a fucking pie. You can do so much with it. You make great applesauce. What is, oh man. This is really, this is a sad day to find out we have this many Trump voting people in our audience. It's really a sad day. I'm not down with these coons caping for any other apples. I'm sorry. Red Delicious and Honey Crisp are the best. How you gonna have two best, EV? That's how I know you lying. You just trying to, you know what y'all are? Y'all like the people that hate on Beyonce when she come out with an album and be like, but she a capitalist, or some other like ridiculous ass like critique that you would never put on anyone else. That's what y'all doing to Granny Smith, and it's not right. I'm starting to feel like Granny Smith is a black woman apple, because that's what all this hate coming out of nowhere for. Granny Smith apples are magic, and I will not hear less. All the other choices for people who are secretly supporting Trump. Evie, you can't use my propaganda against me. I'm sorry. KKN says, Rod, you are a white woman of color. You need to try Pink Lady apples. They are so good. Much better than those Granny Smith ones. Of color. White woman of color. As in, I'ma fuck with these green apples, okay? I'm not going for a white woman. You know they put raisins in their salads and shit. Like, what? Come on, man. Wow. This is an eye-opening day for me, honestly. I'm shocked and appalled at our audience today. And that so many of y'all would brazenly leave comments confirming that y'all are indeed just people of low taste and low class. I just, wow. Wow. You think you'd be your own people is what they say.
Oh Lord.
And today it was our own people that would say this. I've never seen Karen buy any apples for this house that weren't Granny Smith. Am I right?
Yeah, because I don't know that much about apples.
Yeah, she don't know that much. You know how you need a degree in buying apples to know what's delicious, y'all? No, because the other ones aren't delicious. It's that easy. I don't know why is everybody in denial except me. I got to be the Martin Luther King of the apples. I got to come out here and die for y'all to admit the truth. I got to be a martyr. Well, I'll be a martyr. Sometimes it takes a brave man to step into the light and say the truth that we all already know. And that's what I'm gonna be. I don't care. Y'all can shoot, sling the arrow at me if y'all want to. But y'all will all know that the real truth is Granny Smith is the don of them all. The baddest bitch of apples.
So we about to have a fruit fight?
I mean, they can have a fruit fight if they want to, but Granny Smith gonna win. I mean, I don't mind that y'all have, you know, the Kelly and Michelle of apples with Lady Fingers or whatever y'all call that. And honey golden nut Cheerio apples or whatever the fuck y'all eating, grapples and all that other shit. Like, that's cute too, you know. I'm glad that y'all out here pretending, you know, living in y'all's truth, but nah, we not finna do this. All right, let's go to the emails. Let's see what we got here. Why is Gmail moving slow? All right, Charnel says, hey y'all, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong beat to step to. Now that I've gotten Eric B and Rakim out of my head, it really has been a while since Jared and I left any feedback. Your podcast, along with a few others of my favorite black podcasts, keep me sane when whiteness TM gaslights me, especially in my new role as a tech lead, where I have to deal with the white male mediocrity constantly challenging me. Ooh. So that's what they don't tell you about all that. Like, come get in tech, STEM, all that shit.
Don't you want a promotion? Sometimes yeah. The answer is no.
Still gonna be a lot of white folks here. Your episode Sit Down Comedians really spoke to me, because I'm starting to realize that not only am I relatively good at what I do, but I'm where I am, but I also put in a larger amount of effort, and they still find ways to talk shit about the identities I belong to. Yep. The statement of working twice as hard and getting half as much is my life currently right now. I'm looking for other opportunities though, so maybe one of my future emails will talk about better job and situation. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And good news, the end of July can't come fast enough. I'm ready to go to BlurCon this year to take part of the in the reunion barbecue and Auntie Sunday brunch, and then cap that weekend with my Beyonce Jay-Z concert. We made a concerted effort to patronize black businesses and black events this year, and so far I've had a black ass year money wise. I'm so glad we as an audience get to see y'all grow. Good luck on your TBGWT live, but I know y'all will do well. You guys are truly the Carter / Serena Williams podcasting. Y'all are amazing at what y'all do, and your value can't be put into words. Take care, Nell. Thanks, Nell.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and Jared, you know, live it up. I hope y'all enjoy BlurCon and get out there and support some black businesses and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun time. All right, let me go to the podcast emails. We only got one. All right. And this is from, what is it, C, I think? Why is this moving so slow? Yo, Gmail just decided that it was moving slow. Okay, C writes in, just a follow-up in case you didn't run across it. Oh, I know what this is. So C wrote in last week, Cass wrote in last week, about there was a Black Lives Matter activist who talked about, cause I always talk about how I'm really nervous and scared that we're gonna repeat in 2020 and possibly even 2018, but definitely 2020, some of the same mistakes we've made in America in the past, where we've ended up with a two-term, not just Republican, but incompetent Republican president, because liberals and Democrats and marginalized people and all this shit, sometimes we are so hard on the individual shortcomings of politicians that we honestly freeze, and you have a paralysis of perfection syndrome where no one's perfect. We know this, but people want to argue about the imperfection so much that you end up not voting. You end up talking yourself out of supporting a candidate that would obviously be better than the alternative. And because people just admonish him, yada 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 stuff, like, you know, hey, you do realize that if this happens, this will be bad for everybody, and this, you know, we have to pick the lesser of two evils and stuff, and people just get, oh, I don't have to do this. But then the worst evil comes to fruition, and it's like, this was objectively worse. So I was saying, like, I don't see a lot of people admitting, like, I fucked up. Like, I don't see a lot of accountability. I don't see a lot of, like, yo, I was out here really promoting some dangerous, dangerous shit. Maybe I didn't understand the consequences. Maybe I just wanted the dopamine hits from the likes and the retweets. Maybe I just did the social pressure of fitting in with my friends. Maybe that was part of it. Maybe I got behind the online idea of these banners that we're not ready as a country to truly take on this, like, socialism will fix it and shit like that. Maybe I got caught up in an internet bubble that's not real, but I use my influence to really promote something that all the people I claim to support are now suffering, and I'm sitting up here talking about some, I can't go back and say I was wrong. I can't say I would do it differently if I could. I can't say the next time I'm going to try to make a difference. I can't say that, you know? And it's not just black people or anything. This is a lot of people, you know, Susan Sarandon, for example. They don't want to talk about the implications of not using their voice because their favorite white man didn't get elected. They just want to be like, no, we're on some new shit now, and I'm not moving on. You know, like, they can try to move. I'm not ready to move on till y'all are addressing it. Once you address it, cool, we can move the fuck on. But this idea of me taking you seriously in any capacity at this point is done. It's over with. Like, do not bring that shit towards me. Anyway, so Charlene Carruthers is the person that that put up a Facebook post about it, apparently. So maybe that's why, that's what she was referring to. I did not see this. Like I said, I know, I think Alicia Garza or Patrice Cullors had written something about the Women's March after, and about changing some of the stances in the way that they approach activism and shit. And I thought that was actually a good read. I think in this internet age, it's super hard to see people get credit and props for being like, maybe I had it wrong.
Right.
But that should be, as long as we make it hard for people to turn around and change course, we will forever have the same type of society we have.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she wrote, I remember saying I couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton when it seemed impossible for 45 to win near the beginning of the season. As we got closer to the election, I regretted saying that to a reporter and definitely changed my mind. I live in Illinois, so it didn't feel as high stakes. That's short-sighted. I also remember being passive publicly and in my actual organizing work and lacking clarity about the will of the people. Yo, all that's real as fuck right there, because a lot of people only took those positions because they really did think Hillary would win,
right?
And it would enable them to have their bona fides at the end of the discussion. And I don't expect most people to admit to this, but I know it, and most of us know it, that we see you. You're not you're transparent as fuck. You don't know it, and maybe you think you're being deep or whatever. You got us fooled. So many of us are like, it's obvious you made a miscalculation. A lot of people thought she was gonna just shoo in victory. Just, this guy's ridiculous. He's an overt racist. How could anybody ever vote for him? Why would she lose? She beat Bernie Sanders. She's so qualified. She's been running this racist scene for the last fucking 30 years. A lot of people thought it was but I'll be able to keep my, always said she was this. You know, they were gonna keep that. They were already planning to basically be mad about the same things they were mad at Obama at for her. They were just gonna carry everything over. And that day, a lot of people were shocked, and I know they're shocked because I watched their demeanors and their actions change.
Completely.
They're no longer on these TV shows talking about some both sides are bad, or let me tell you why this would have been worse under Hillary Clinton.
A lot of them completely disappear. A lot of them disappear. Went silent. A lot of them, they talk about everything else but politics now.
They said Trump would not be that bad. He's been worse than anything I've seen anyone predict. And so I haven't seen these people. I haven't seen them organizing. I haven't seen them marching. I haven't seen their Twitter accounts fluttering up and down talking about why, you know, this is still such a great idea to be basically socially irresponsible with your votes and shit. I haven't seen as much of that. You know, I'm not saying they changed their mind or backed down. I don't expect them to publicly do an about face. I legitimately think that even if they know they're wrong, they won't admit it. They don't have integrity. And that's what I learned, is who doesn't have integrity. That's the only thing I don't give a fuck about.
Correct.
Cause it took a horrible cost to find this out, but now I'm just like, okay, so you just don't have integrity. I've seen people lie. Like, I didn't say that. We saw it. The people took screenshots. That's how salacious what you said was. And now you're just back like, I never said that. You fucking absolutely said it. Sean King absolutely said that shit. Lamont Hill absolutely said that shit. Susan Sarandon said that shit.
You've been on TV. What the fuck are you talking about?
A whole lot of activists said that shit. The same shit the Russian bot activists were saying, coincidentally. Anyway, I didn't say don't vote for Hillary. I also didn't say vote for her or we'll have to deal with him. That's the reality right now. That wasn't okay and dangerous. When you're a leader, you can't afford to be silent, passive, or in the middle. If you were /are like me, get over yourself and dig into making sure this guy and those who support him aren't reelected. Yeah, and then the other thing too is, to be honest, I don't know how old a lot of these activists are. Kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her age. I'm not saying she's one of these young activists. So she's 33. Some of these activists are young. They kind of, in their most of their lives, have only had Obama as president. You know, some of them, like I said, you may live in a place where you're more protected, so it's easy to be like, I'm already in a bastion of liberal white people and liberal politics, and the things we fight here are different than the things you fight in, say, rural North Carolina. So me throwing the world into chaos where I know my brothers and sisters in rural North Carolina literally can't afford to have a Republican president that backs up the Republican fucking you know, senators and congressmen and shit, I know I am killing them. I know this. And I'm gonna sit here with my arms folded and I'm gonna fiddle while the fucking world burns. It's so irresponsible. It was so irresponsible. You know, I try to be nice about it, but it's hard to watch people do something like that. You know, I talk about loving people differently. That's one of the main things I had to let go, because I know people are going to self-destruct, be destructive, pride over everything else. People are just gonna do it. It's a human thing. No one can stop them from doing it. And you have to love people. You don't have to, but I love people despite their shortcomings and shit. But it was extremely irresponsible for people to promote these things. Extremely. And it's put a lot of people in a lurch. You know, it's doomed a lot of people. And we live in already in a fucked up country that is going to be fucked up no matter who the fuck's in charge. I do get that. But it does matter who's in charge. Like, essentially being in charge of this country, at best, is mitigating harm to the best of your ability. At worst, is this shit causing harm. And it's hard to watch. It's hard to live through. It's hard to see. So, yeah, man, absolutely. I applaud this young woman, man, Charlene Carruthers, because that takes a lot of fucking guts. And I know it took a lot of guts in the circles she probably runs in online, and I bet she got a lot of flack for that shit. Just as much as I'm sure she got a lot of flack, you know, when, because there was a lot of old school and just other black people that were like, dog, can y'all chill on this whole, it's gonna be okay, let's just take Trump and fuck Hillary, can y'all chill with this? I'm sure they caught flack for that too, but we're so insulated now. You can have a tiny bubble around you that's like, fuck those coons, nigga. You right, they wrong. You, she said super predators, and make you be like, okay, yeah, yes. So that's enough. What does other dude call innocent black kids thugs and put a fucking bounty on them? That's the dude we put as president. It is a difference. You know, one person's insensitive and checked and learning and balanced and has a fucking campaign room full of black women that are completely putting her ass in line every day, that are running her shit. One of them was that person. The other one ain't give a fuck about your life and never will. That's it. Like, I'm okay with the alliance of you need my vote. I'm okay with that. And I'll do this fucking rant 1,000 times if I got to. I don't give a fuck. Like, this is why I'm glad we have our show. Cause every time I get mad about this shit, I'm gonna be talking about it again. Cause maybe it'll reach somebody and they'll be like, yeah, that shit was kind of stupid. Like, I ain't even asking you to get in the streets and march or get arrested. I'm just saying, motherfucker, you get a vote. Use it. Use it for something constructive. That's it. Like, if you truly in your heart of hearts believe, like, writing Jill Stein in or voting for Bernie or fucking, not voting is better than, and letting, essentially ushering a Trump era in, ushering another 4 years of this motherfucker in, if you really feel like that's the best for black people, our people, and yourself, if you really truly feel like that, then I don't know what else to say to you. You know, like, that, you're either useful or you're useless. That, you're useless to me. That's a useless motherfucker to me. So yeah, I appreciate people that are growing and at least looking back with some reflection, like some sober eyes, like, oh yeah, this went worse than I thought it would, and we gotta do better. People tried to come at Roxanne Gay when she wrote that editorial that was like, I wish I had been more vocal about my support for Hillary. Like, I don't blame her. It's all fucking hands on deck. Stick a finger in the motherfucking dam. We are trying to keep the shit from imploding. You know, it's that serious. But, you know, all this anarchy shit sounds really fun for, like, white boys and shit and privileged people that don't have to fucking deal with the consequences of that and all that, but it's not fucking fun for everybody else when your fucking life's on the line and your friend is sitting up there talking about, we radical, I'm different. You're like, okay, dog, all right, I see you, dog. Celebrate Beyonce and Cardi B, and then, you know, ignore them talking about take your ass out there and vote, though. Ignore that part, right? They got it all figured out except that, right? They so smart, they so brilliant, except, you know, for the whole, like, you know, we're resetting rights for gay people, resetting rights for women, resetting the Supreme Court, resetting immigration. Like, it's worse. It's objectively worse. Everything, anything you thought was fucked up about Obama, you have made worse. Are you happy? God damn. All right, hate to end the show like that. But anyway, it made me think of that. But I'm proud of Charlene. I don't even know her. I don't know her stances on anything. I'm just happy to see somebody be able to do something like that in a day and time when it seemed like nobody does that.
Yeah, nobody's ever wrong.
Nobody ever goes back and goes, my bad, dog. Like, that was on me, and I won't let that happen again in the future. Everybody's just like, not my fault. Anyway, I'm just stop talking about politics for 2 years, and I'll be back when some Democrats are around.
Yep, sir.
Like, you know whose name I haven't heard in years? In months now? I don't know if this happened to everybody else, but it's definitely happened for me. I haven't heard anything with the Young Turks.
Period.
Where are they? Are they even still talking about politics? What happened? They were every fucking where. Tearing down Hillary Clinton. Pumping up fucking Bernie Sanders. Where are they? They were everywhere, dog. They, to the point of saying Trump wouldn't be that bad. What the fuck happened? Did y'all just stop sharing their shit? Did everyone just stop sharing their video? Like, I'm sure they're still working. Cause they got all that money to continue to exist. Mm-hmm. After claiming that, you know, money buys opinions in the media and shit. Anyway, they got all that money. What the fuck are they doing? You know, I got harassed by some of these fucking dipshits on social media over their love of Bernie and shit. Harassed by these niggas. They sicked their black dude on me. Like, I remember that day, like, who the fuck are these people in my mentions? Mute all y'all. Block. Get the fuck out of here. But I remember them doing that. I have not seen any of them since. Anybody. Did y'all, like, is Sink Unger still making videos and shit? Are they still kind of anti-Black Lives Matter, but pro, like, as Black Lives Matter talking to Bernie Sanders, they're anti, but Black Lives Matter harassing Hillary Clinton, they're with? Like, are they still that? You know? I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll see them like we see Jill Stein, right? Every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's show, we should have our girl LaShonda on, the doctor.
Yay!
From the MTR Network. And Monday, we should have XD from the Jada XD podcast on.
Yay.
So it's gonna be a lit week, as the children have been known to say occasionally. So all right, guys, we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
Love you too.
Mwah.